The Pali word for meditation is to develop. You close your eyes, focus on the breath, you're developing a lot of good qualities. You're developing mindfulness, the ability to keep something in mind. In this case, you keep the breath in mind. And alertness, knowing what you're doing while you're doing it. So notice what the breath is doing. Notice what the mind is doing. Are they staying together? If they're not, what can you do to bring them together? That's where you bring in the quality of ardency. Atapa. When you're trying to do this well, you adjust the breath so it feels good to be with. Not too long, not too short, not too heavy, not too light, just right. All the way in, all the way out. When you breathe out, don't squeeze it out. Allow the body to be full as the breath goes. Because we're trying to develop quality of refreshment here. Refreshment happens only when you don't squeeze things. So allow the breath to come in and go out easily. As for the mind, you want to get the mind in good shape. You have to see the importance of what you're doing here. You see that training the mind really does make a difference. Because your actions come from where? They come from your intentions. Where do your intentions come from? They come from the mind. So the mind is in good shape, then your intentions are more likely to be good. If the mind is feeling squeezed or uncomfortable, harassed, tired, it's very easy to fall for unskillful intentions. So put the mind in good shape, because you'll benefit and the people around you will benefit as well. It's important that you believe in the power of your actions. And that's where getting the mind in good shape. The actions come out of the mind. They're bound to be good actions, or at least they have a chance to be good actions. This is a principle that the Buddha taught. He took most seriously the fact that we have the power of choice in the present moment. People would argue about whether there's a self or there's not a self. And those are arguments the Buddha would never get involved in. But if people were teaching that you had no choice in the present moment, that everything were determined by the past, he'd actually seek those people out and argue with them. Saying, in that case, everything you do is determined by the past. If there's nothing you can change, then there can be no idea of what should be done or what should not be done. There's just what has to be done. When you have no sense of what should or shouldn't be done, then the Buddha said, you're lost. You're bewildered. You don't know what to do. But if you realize that the important teaching of the Buddha is karma, where does karma come from? It comes from the mind, the intentions in the mind. And you can choose what intentions to follow and which ones not to follow. That was his very first instruction to his son, Rahula. When intention comes up in the mind, examine it. If you expect that it would lead you to do something that would be harmful, don't follow it. If you don't expect that, then go ahead and do it. And then while you're doing it, see if there's any harm coming up. If there's any harm, you stop. If not, you can continue. Afterwards, when it's done, then you look at the long-term results. If there was some harm, then you resolve not to repeat that mistake. If there's no harm, take joy in the fact that your training is progressing and continue in the training. These instructions make sense only if you have the choice as to what to act on, what not to act on. And you can learn from your actions. So your choices get better and better. That's what the teachings are all about, learning how to choose things better and better than what you do and you say and you think. Because these are the things that determine whether you're going to suffer or not. So pay careful attention to your actions. Have a strong sense that the actions you do will make a difference. Try to make sure that difference is good. So develop the good qualities of the mind that you need, so your intentions will be more likely to come out of a mind that is rested, strong, clear-sighted. That'll be good for you now and on into the future, and for the people around you.